noise is one thing. A lot of them are extremely noisy, and they seem to just patrol around the main street and down by the sea road again, just and there are a lot of revving goes on. I've had instances in my accommodation where families with children with special needs have actually cut their holiday short because the children are just terrified of the noise. And people come to Bindoran for a relaxing time. We get, you know, quite considerable amount of three or four generations of a family, grandchildren and grandparents, and they come to relax, and the noise really does upset a lot of people. There also is an issue with the apartments that will be fully booked, which are above the area where these cars usually meet. People have complained to me that when the car meets, a lot of them come the night before or stay that night, and there's revving and partying in the car park the whole night, and they've had a very uncomfortable night in their apartments, which is not what we people expect when they come to Bindoran. It brings a lot of people disgruntled with it. The noise is a big factor, and the town just clogs up. The traffic doesn't move for hours on end, and if you had emergency services or, you know, even people trying to get to work, I've seen people abandon their car up on Church Road and having to walk to work and stuff. So look, people are entitled, if their cars are street legal and everything, to come to Bindoran, but this meet that basically takes over the whole seafront is, by most people's opinion, it's not a welcome addition.
Those who take part in those events, though, in Bindoran in the past, they have insisted they think that they've done nothing wrong by taking part in it. What have you to say to that?
Look, as I say, your car's legal and insured and everything, you're entitled to go where you want, but there seems to be a lack of consideration for other people. I have several businesses on the main street, and let me tell you, it's extremely noisy. It's like, and the revving goes on all through the night. And yes, come to Bindoran, but have respect for other people as well. Because, as I said, young children that are afraid of noise, and you know, there's many of them. It's really upsetting. And people have left town because of it, because their children are frightened.
The Gardaí have said that they'll put on extra checkpoints and so on in and around the Bindoran area. But would that not lead to concern then in other parts of South Donegal if resources are pumped into Bindoran for a day, which is notorious for antisocial behaviour and so on?
Yeah, well, you know, I can imagine all leave has been suspended for St Patrick's Day, and you know, the numbers that you get in Bindoran, Ballyshannon, Donegal Town, there's obviously need for a lot of guards, and it's not like you can draft them in from somewhere else because there's parades and activity happening everywhere. So, you know, the guards will be stretched. I appreciate that they're going to put extra checks on, and I just hope that everybody respects, you know, the rule of law. Thankfully, Norn, my experience, it's a fairly family orientated day. There are some buses of young people come in, maybe a bit high spirited for the day, but they're usually gone at 7 o'clock, and it Bindoran then kind of settles down to its families again. So the antisocial behaviour, I wouldn't consider a big issue in Bindoran. Obviously, you can have an odd thing that happens, but it's the day time, the traffic congestion that's going to cause. But people, you know, it's going to lead to people just saying, ah, affect this.